Thank you, everyone. I'm Cesar. Sorry, those that can stay. Sorry. I'll talk about introduction to formal verifications of digital circuits, which I like very much, and I hope you too. So why do you need a formal verification, or why would you want to use formal verification? So it's like a tool for finding bugs, and finding bugs is what you want to do, right? And simulation is another way to do it, to find bugs, and it's complementary. But in truth, I find I'm using more and more formal verification and not so much simulation. And it does help finding corner cases, which a normal simulation, you need to put test vectors, random test vectors, to be able to even try to find these bugs. Like you have a sequence, a bug which is triggered, maybe you forgot to reset a finite state machine, maybe. And if you don't test in that sequence, you will miss the bug. And the formal verification will find the bug. It's really great. So here is a comparison. What does traditional simulation does, and what does the formal verification equivalent or near approximation is? So in traditional debugging simulation, you